You may have seen a video that's trying to discredit us, but I'm here to set the record straight. We weren't named directly, of course we weren't, but we're not here for the drama. And first of all, we are not random creators. We are a small team of educators. Joe is a full-time tutor, but he also taught in school for years. I myself have been tutoring for 9 years and have also taught in schools. And Dr. Carl Beltran is a teacher first and foremost, but he was also a principal examiner at EdExcel for 6 years. And that's what we call experience. That's what our work is grounded in. But let's talk about how we actually write our predicted papers, because that seems to be misconstrued in a way. We have manually, with our own hands and eyes, analysed every single GCSE paper from the last 5 years. We have tracked every specification point in our spreadsheets and have analysed trends and patterns in topics, spec points, and questions which come up regularly. We've looked at spec points which are covered every year, or most years. We have done logical, pattern-based reasoning on spec points. And we've also identified spec points that haven't been tested on for a while. And this is where we get into the 5-year rule. And yes, AQA has removed the video that referenced it all the way from 2014. But as they have explained, it's not because the idea was false, it's because they don't want students to assume predictability of exams. In fact, they actually confirmed that spec coverage is tracked over a number of cycles rather than years, but they couldn't disclose how many cycles because they don't want students to predict exams. And even now on the government website, you'll see this, and it clearly says exam boards must test all the content set out in their specification over a number of years. And although the number of years isn't disclosed, we now know why they don't disclose it. They don't want you to waste your time trying to predict what's coming up. But this 5-year rule is just one small part of our predicting process, and that's what you really have to understand. What's a lot more important is high frequency topics, things that recur all the time, spec points which are tested on year in and year out, patterns and trends that we've analysed, we've identified, and we've had success in 2023, 2024, and hopefully in 2025. In essence, we've done the hard work. We have never, ever claimed that our papers are the real thing or they're leaked papers, because that would be illegal. They are predictions. They're what we think will come up based off our research, based off our expertise. But at the end of the day, they're revision resources to help students like you revise more effectively. And our papers are written from scratch. No leaks, no copyright infringement. Our papers are our questions written by me, Mr. Wells, and Dr. Carl Beltran. This year, over 40 schools have got our papers. They're using them as mocks, as revision resources, as Easter homework. Some of you will already have seen them from school. And we constantly get feedback from students, teachers, tutors that use our papers. And year in, year out, it's fantastic feedback. And some people ask us why we don't release all of our research. And there's two reasons for this. As I bang on all the time, this research took months and it's our intellectual property. If we were to release it, it would be helpful for some students, but it would also be really helpful for copycats to copy our work. When someone has genuine concerns and asks us questions, we're here for that. No hard feelings. But I don't think it's okay to twist the truth, misinform students, and try to promote yours and others' resources. I also think that for somebody who tries to stand on the moral high ground saying that predicted papers should be called practice papers, it's not very genuine to have predicted papers advertised on their website. Or what's worse is promoting their narrative with creators who wanted to work with us not that long ago. We are so proud of our work because we know how much research and how much work has gone into it. We don't hide how we do it. We don't make false promises. And we're not here for clicks, we're here to help. And if you still have any questions about our papers, you can DM us and we'll be happy to respond. So if you've ever wondered how our predicted papers are made, now you know. And you know everything about us that there is to know. And to all the students who have succeeded with our resources being a part of their success, and to all the students who are using our resources now, we thank you. Your success is the reason that we do this. And finally, I'll end the video on a quote. Questions are always welcome. We just prefer when they're asked, not assumed.